Okay, Tfila. Okay, we're going to start doing brachos. So we say brachos HaShachar every day. We thank Hashem every day for all the things that He gives us. The main thing to remember is to not take anything for granted. We shouldn't take anything for granted. That all the things that we have, that we just have all the time, we should think about them and thank Hashem for them. And a person can end up being happy all the time, because if you thank Hashem for all the basic things over and over again, and the basic things most people have, Baruch Hashem, then you can constantly be happy. Just thank you, Hashem, that I have all the basics. It's a big deal. Okay, what's the first bracha of Brachas HaShachar? Asher nasan lasech vivina lahavchim b'yom v'bein laila. He gave the rooster. We assume sechvi means a rooster. Understanding to differentiate between day and night. So there are two pshatim. Some say sechvi means rooster. Some say sechvi means the heart. Both pshatim are quoted in the Rishonim. So if it means a rooster, it means that Hashem put a natural alarm clock into the world. That nowadays we have alarm clocks, we have phone alarms, watch alarms, this alarm, whatever. But in the old days, they didn't have that. So the rooster was what was the natural alarm clock. What's the idea? The idea is that a person has to know there's day and night. It's time to get up in the morning. It's time to get up and start your day and start accomplishing with your life. It's not healthy. It's not physically healthy. And it's not spiritually healthy to stay in bed the whole day. It's not physically healthy either, by the way. It's not physically healthy either. So Hashem says, I want to make sure that the world knows it's time to get up. See, nowadays with electricity, people can be up the whole night. But in the old days, when it got dark, things died down. And life and productive life began again in the morning. So Hashem put this natural alarm clock into the world. Thank you, Hashem, for the natural alarm clock. It's a reminder for me to not waste my life, ruchnius. And it's a reminder for me to get up and start moving. It's very healthy to move. It's very healthy to move. If you're depressed about different things and you spend the whole day in bed, so it's not just that it's bad for your ruchnius, it's bad for your body. So we thank Hashem. Thank you, Hashem, that you gave us this natural alarm clock. We now have regular alarm clocks. And the message of thanking Hashem for the natural alarm clock is, thank you, Hashem, for the reminder to use my life well, physically and spiritually. That's one shot of Nosen Lasech Vina. That it means a rooster. And the message is an alarm clock. Thank you, Hashem, for alarm clocks. So we can think about alarm clocks too when you say the bracha. That's one shot. But the rush and the tour say that sechvi means heart. There are different psukim that sound like the word sechvi means heart. That Hashem gave the heart the understanding. And this means that a person, you should know, there's a big thing. Whenever you talk about the heart having understanding, it really means the mind. That's the whole thing. The Chovos HaLevavos is a book called The Duties of the Levavos. What's the official title in English? The Duties of the Heart or the Duties of the Mind? Because you say the heart, it says in the Torah, Amarti Bilibi, I said in my heart. That means you said in your mind. Okay. So the other pshat of Sechvi is that the heart, the mind, has the ability to differentiate between day and night. So this means as follows. This means that a person has a mind that can differentiate. That's the first thing you thank Hashem for. What bracha in Shmoneh Esrei? Atachonein lodam das, that you have das. We have a mind. That's thank Hashem. Thank you, Hashem, for a mind. I can differentiate. There's light, there's darkness. You can make choices in life. Thank you, Hashem, for that. That's the essence of being human, is that I have a mind that works. So this is the other pshat of the bracha. Thank you, Hashem, that I have a mind that works, that I can differentiate understanding between night and day. And you always think of him first for your mind, because without a mind that works, then the mind is what makes us human. But then, okay, so we have two pshatim. Sechvi means the rooster, a wake-up call. Thank you, Hashem, for the reminder to get going with my life. So that's the first thing, first bracha. That's the first bracha. Get going in my life. Do something with your life. Two, thank you Hashem for the understanding in my heart, in my mind, excuse me, that I can differentiate between things. I have a mind that works. Part of the second pshat, he quotes here, touched by a prayer, Rabbi Yechiel Spiro Shlita, one of the best writers out there. He says that day and night often symbolize good and evil. Day is good, light, and night is evil. So therefore, implicit in the light of the day is good, and implicit in the darkness of the night is evil. And therefore, this bracha means the ability to discern between day and night extends beyond the physical world into the realm of spiritual life. The bracha is, thank you Hashem for the ability to know what's right and what's wrong. That's what the bracha means. Thank you Hashem for the ability to know what's good and what's bad, and I'm going to choose what's good. This is what the bracha means, and that's why it's the first bracha. It's the most fundamental idea. It's the most fundamental idea. Before we get into everything else in life, thank you Hashem that I have a mind that works, and thank you Hashem that I have a mind that can differentiate between good and evil, and I'm going to try to choose the good. So this is what the bracha means. So the bracha we're going to say has three meanings, and you can choose any one of these three when you have in mind when you say the bracha. You can have one meaning for a week, and then another meaning for a week, or try to have all three. To have all three would mean taking a second before you say the bracha. And most of us don't do that. Most of us, it would be good if we took a second to say the bracha. Like, you know, let's spend a few seconds with kavana on the bracha. But if you want to, so the bracha means thank you Hashem for the natural wake up, natural alarm clock, meaning thank you Hashem that I should be reminded, I should accomplish something with my life. That's what the bracha means. There's an alarm clock. Don't spend the whole day sleeping. Number two, thank you Hashem for the ability to have a mind that can differentiate. Without a mind that can differentiate, then you can't do anything in this world, night and day. And the upper reason is thank Hashem for a mind that can differentiate between good and evil. And I'm going to try to use it in the best way that I can. You got it? That's what the bracha means. Hanosing asech vivina lachim ben yom ben lain. Next, we then say three brachos. Shelo asani goy, shelo asani yovet, shelo asani isha. Three brachos. So the standard shot of this bracha is we're thanking Hashem that we have mitzvos. Goyim have very few mitzvos. An Eved has only some mitzvos. An Isha has fewer mitzvos than a man. Thank you, Hashem, that I'm not someone who's free from mitzvos. Mitzvos are good. Responsibilities are good. They give us a chance to achieve. Mitzvos give us a chance to achieve. So we go and we say, Shalos ani goy. I'm not a goy, and I have a lot of mitzvos. I can have a connection with you. I'm not an Eved. A slave is limited with what he can do. There are only certain ways of achieving. And then I'm not an Isha, that an Isha has slightly fewer mitzvos than a man. There are around 7 or 8 mitzvos, asei, she'azman, kuram, the women are pater from. And women are pater from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the way that we have it. Women have to learn. A woman's chiyuv to learn is to learn what she needs to know for life. That's a lot. Our chiyuv to learn is to know what we need to know for life. And what else? And what do we have to learn? One word, but it's a pretty big word. Everything. See, women have to learn what they need to know for life. We have to learn that, and we have to learn everything. Kol HaTorah Kula. Okay, that's a big word. So in other words, even things that will never come up in our lives necessarily. For most of, you know, the things that aren't lemaisa, things that aren't going to happen ever in our lives probably, but we have a chiyuv to learn all the time and whenever we can, and to learn everything eventually. We discussed, eventually all of you, Bezuz Hashem, will finish Shas, Bezuz Hashem. You can do that, and it's an amazing thing. So we have, women have slightly fewer mitzvos than men, So we thank Hashem that we have more mitzvos than women, and that's the message of these brachos. Thank you, Hashem, for the opportunity to serve you. Everyone can serve Hashem, but we have more mitzvos, so we have more obligations, more opportunities, more challenges, and we're thanking Hashem for the opportunity of having all these mitzvos, and that's the brachos. Now, the bracha of Shelo Asani Isha. So, women say Shasani Kirtzono, that I was made in the way that Hashem wanted. So what's the pshat of Shelo Asani Isha, and how does it affect connect with Shasani Kirtzono? So there are two pshat in here that I want to share with you. You have to know something important. This is very important. This might be one of the most important things we talk about the whole year. The whole yesod of Torah Judaism is built on accepting Chazal as our guide in life. Chazal, that means the Mishnayos and the Gemara and the Midrashim, they're our guide in life. That's a major yesod of being a Torah Jew. Now, what did Chazal say? Well, the Mefarshim explained Chazal, and the Achronim explained the Mefarshim, and the modern day Gedolim explained to us what the Mefarshim would say said about Chazal to explain. It all goes back to Chazal. The yesod of being a Torah Jew is Chazal. So we never say Chazal were off base about this, Chazal didn't know what they were talking about, or here's the sentence. This is the sentence. If you hear this sentence, you run the other way. Chazal were anti-women. If you hear that sentence, you run the other way. Rahmana Litzlan, the people who say that, this is Rahmana Litzlan, whatever, I'm trying to give you guys guidance, hopefully. Often their grandkids won't be religious. That's the reality of life. Because once you say Chazal were anti-women, you're saying, oh, what else did they get wrong? Why should I accept Chazal make up gzeiras that are so far-fetched? They're 1 in 10,000 that'll never happen in life. Why should I keep that gzeira? It'll never happen. Well, Chazal said it, so it's in the Shulchan Aruch, so we do what the Shulchan Aruch says. Well, no, but Chazal were anti-women, and that's wrong, so we should... Once you start talking, and that's not our approach. Our approach is, Chazal had an approach to everything. They're presenting what Hashem thought about things. There is a machlokas in one area. You should be aware, this is a big machlokas. When Chazal say things about science, and now we know the science is different. So here's the question. Are you allowed to say Chazal were wrong about science? So many say, yeah, that's different. As far as science goes, Chazal had new science of their generation. So it could be that they would say things based on science. And now we know the science is different. So it could be Chazal made a mistake about science. Now it doesn't mean that if Chazal make a halacha based on something that's a mistake in science, that we can change the halacha. But it means to say Chazal made a mistake in something scientific. Others say no. Chazal didn't make a mistake in anything. When Chazal said things about science, Chazal were talking on a different level, and this is the Maharal's approach. The Chazal were talking on a different plane, and you have to understand what they meant, and they meant something different about it. That's the approach of the Maharal and the Sifsei Chaim, who's explaining the Maharal. So those are two approaches out there, and there's a discussion about it. It became a hot topic in the last 20 years. Okay, so that different approaches, but that's the only place where there's some say, yeah, they could have made a mistake in science. But anything beyond science, we don't, and it's a big deal. Okay. Chazal were not anti-women. They just weren't. Chazal, okay, that's obvious. If you're interested in topics, this topic, I can give you essays to read. Chazal's approach to life in general, we assume and know is the perfect one. Fine. So what does this bracha mean? So there are two pshatim that are given about this bracha. One I heard from Avaron Salvation Zatzal, and he says a similar pshat, Rabbi Spiro, which goes as follows. Women were created closer. This is the phrase Rav Aaron Salvechik said. He used the big word. Women were created closer to the eschatological goals of mankind that Hashem has. Eschatological means when Mashiach comes. That's how you use that word. That means Hashem has a goal for mankind to reach a certain level. And women were created closer to that goal. And therefore, they don't need as many mitzvos to get to where they need to go to. Men were created with not as close, with greater yetzaharas in certain things. So we need more mitzvos, especially the overarching constant mitzvah of Talmud Torah, to keep us in line. That's what I heard from Rav Aaron Salvechik. And that's why women say, what do women say? She'asani kirtzono. I was made like Hashem's Ratzon, closer to Hashem's Ratzon for the ultimate goal. Women were created closer. I scared them up with the word eschatological. Fine, okay. Women were created closer to what Hashem wanted humans to achieve. You're supposed to get to a certain level of closest to Hashem, thinking about Hashem. So women were created closer. So women don't need as many mitzvos to keep them focused and in line. They have it more innately, naturally than we do. And we need more mitzvos than they do. And that's the pshat she'asani kirtzono. What are women saying? They were created close. They were created like Hashem's will, like Hashem wanted. You got it? So they're closer. That's what he says here. Why? Women, this is page 127. Women don't need all the mitzvos that men do in order to bring themselves closer to Him. In fact, the Ramban tells us that the word mitzvah is rooted in the word safsa, meaning a connection. The mitzvahs are not burdens. Rather, they present us with opportunities to connect with Him, capital H. She'asani kirtzono recognizes that women innately have a stronger ability to connect to Hashem, unlike men who need more mitzvos in order to be able to attain that level of connection, etc. Men can attain a higher level of spirituality only by fulfilling the obligation imposed by observance of the full panoply, I don't know what that means, panoply of mitzvos. Women, by virtue of their emotional makeup, can achieve a higher level through these specific mitzvos required for them. That's one pshat. Is that pshat clear? They were created a little closer. That's what the she'asani kirtzono means. So that's why they have fewer mitzvos. We thank Hashem for more mitzvos, and they thank Hashem for being created the way they were created. That's one pshat. That I heard from Rav Aaron Salvechik Tzatzal, and that's the pshat that he says in Touched by a Prayer. There's another pshat. This pshat I heard mostly from Rav Lev Shlita. We're thanking Hashem that our life is in many ways simpler than a woman's life. Imagine you're going through a forest. You have to get through a forest and it's a maze. It's a complex forest. So you're looking for signs. Oh, there's an arrow. Oh, go that way. Good. Oh, another arrow. Go that way. And you follow the arrows, you get through the forest. So we have arrows every 2 feet. Go to Avin Chakras with a minion in the morning. And you think, oh, have a short half hour Seder and Halacha. Oh, say every, and then, and when there's nothing else to do, what's the big arrow? Learn Torah. You should learn now. Or relax, because you need to relax. There's another arrow. Women go through life. There's an arrow, and then the next arrow is over there somewhere, because they don't have as many mitzvos, and because they don't have the mitzvah of Talmud Torah all the time, they have less clarity. What should they do? For us, it's clear. Now, we have to do what we're supposed to do. We don't always do what we're supposed to do. That's the problem. But we have clarity. It's a good word. You with me? And women, we're thanking Hashem, I have more clarity in my life. I know what to do now. I know what to do next. It's clear. Oh. So what's she'asani kirtzono? This is very deep. Why did Hashem do this? Why did Hashem make it that men have mitzvos every second what to do next? And women, they're like, go over there. Here's the answer. Women are therefore forced to use their intuition more than men. They have to figure out what should be next. It's not as clear cut. So women are constantly, in their ordinary lives, using their intuition, developing their sense of intuition. And why is that important? Because when it comes to raising children, you need intuition. It's not always 1 + 1 = 2. Right now, do you need discipline, or right now do you need a hug? It's not always clear. You know, let's open the book. Let's open the parenting book, page 73. In the case where the kid does this and this and this, it's not like that. It's not like that in real life. You're constantly using intuition. So Hashem built the whole Torah system that women in their ordinary daily lives of Avodas Hashem are constantly being challenged to use their intuition. And there, this is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful pshat. Three beautifuls, we don't always have every day. Beautiful pshat. You got it? And that's the pshat, and that might be Sheshani Kirtzono. That's what Hashem wanted for women, to be forced to develop that. And these are the pshatim. Thank you, Hashem, for the opportunity of all the mitzvot that we have. And that's what the brachos mean. Chazal were not anti-women, Rachmano Litzlan. There are people out there who consider themselves Orthodox. They stop saying this bracha. Men. Don't say that. What? Because we're judging Chazal, and therefore Chazal were wrong about, we're not saying me. Okay. Then you're not Orthodox. Then you're not Orthodox anymore. That's just the way it is. And then what the bracha means, so we gave two pshatim, and what Shoshana Kitsono means, you got it? Very important. These are big yesodos. Big yesodos. Both yesodos are very important. The Rabban Salvechik Zatzal and Yibadu L'chaim, Rabbi Yechiel Spiro Shlita approach, and then the Rav Lev Shlita approach. Okay. That's that.